looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Natalie Ward, the Shadow Transport Minister, has called in. G'day, Nat.
G'day, Chris.
What do you think of that with John Graham?
Well, that was some pretty impressive spin right there and some excuses. The numbers don't lie. And the fact is that this is a $414 million budget blowout. We told them it would be a budget blowout, but they wouldn't listen. And, you know, $400 million is a lot of money, and I anticipate it's probably going to be more. And this is uncapped financial exposure to the taxpayer. I mean, these are taxpayer dollars. They can't manage their budget, so they're coming after yours. I mean, this is just unfunded. It's just going on forever. And you know, we're all for reasonable measures when it comes to tolls, but you've got to be able to manage your budget, and they're just not doing it in this case.
I was told that the former government looked at this when you guys were in power, looked at toll caps, weekly toll caps, and just found that it was ridiculously unaffordable, close to $1 billion.
I spent months on this. We looked at it really closely and we looked at the cost, and ultimately the job of government is to manage the budget for everybody. And we saw how much this could potentially cost, which is why we had a costed, proper policy in place that was costed, and we knew exactly what that would be. This is completely run amok, and it's just the expense is going to be something that's going to hit the budget hard, and it's irresponsible.
You guys have to take some responsibility for just how complicated the toll road network is in Sydney, though. There's a concession here, there's a contract there, it's privatised over there, goes up by inflation here, doesn't go anywhere. It's just all over the place, and it's a result of the coalition government over 12 years.
Not just the coalition government, so contracts were signed under the previous government, but yeah, it's evolved over time, and certainly that's why we had a toll review in place. We know that it needed to be addressed. We absolutely diligently did that. I sat around for months working with the experts from Treasury and Transport for New South Wales to work through this. It is complex. It is not an easy thing to solve, but you've got to do that responsibly. You've got to do that working with all of the parties, and that's what we did, which is why we had a costed policy with a cap in place. But they've got to just answer now what they're going to do about this exposure, because it can just run to a huge amount. And just saying that, you know, they have to have a look at it and it feels like the right amount of people and saying the PBO got it wrong is not correct. I mean, that's just spin.
All right, Nat, appreciate you jumping on.
Thanks very much.
Natalie Ward, the Shadow Transport Minister. Evan's called in from Ramsgate. G'day, Evan.
Yeah, g'day, Chris, mate. I think it's going to blow out to closer to $1 billion myself, mate, because I live at Ramsgate. I work at Eastern Creek. I go by the back streets to work, so I leave in the morning and take the M7, M5 home. I pay $150 a week. If these come in, I'll be paying $300 a week and getting the cash back.
Yeah, because you do, of course.
That'll save me. You know, I'll get $10,000 a year back on that.
Well, I was just we were only talking about this before, Evan, and I asked the minister this: if people all of a sudden cotton on that they can effectively drive on Sydney's motorways for nothing, they're going to do it, right?
100%, Chris. Absolutely. And that's what I'll be doing.
Yeah. All right, Evan, good on you. 131-873. Let's check the news headlines.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.